This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Saturday, November 25th. God's word for you today is the making. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, and it says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 29, please read, is a clear example of how God makes a way out of chains and prison. Even right now, some people reading these are saying, "I am tired of this bondage and prison, God. Today, you are walking out free in the name of Jesus. God wants to make a way out of pain." Didn't we say that the road being rough is part of the plan? Yes. However, that is for the making of the way in you. But guess what? Even in that way, God does not expect it to last forever. Every pain has an expiry date. The pain you're going through has an expiry date. For many people, the expiry date is today. Yet, for some people, the expiring date is far gone. I am just here to announce to you that it is over in the name of Jesus. Scriptures, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15 to 17 says, "Oh no, sir," she replied, "I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." In that case, Eli said, "Go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." In the same way, I am saying to you today, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him, in the mighty name of Jesus. God wants to make a way out of pain, chains, and prison. God also wants to make a way out of bitterness for you. Certain situations are best described as bitterness. You rushed into it, but when you tasted it, bitterness, God will make a way of escape for you in the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 22 to 27, please read, "Mara was turned to sweetened waters." Every Mara in our lives, God will turn to sweetened waters in the mighty name of Jesus. Not just the bitterness of the Mara we encounter, but also the bitterness in our hearts. And this is huge. People will betray you. When people size you up and see that you have no value for them, they throw you under the bus. It leaves a residue of bitterness in the heart if you are not careful. But God wants to take away that bitterness. Also because the bitterness will be a barrier to you entering your promised land. God wants our hearts to be free of bitterness. The Waymaker wants to take the pain, the prison, the chains, and the bitterness. A classic example is Joseph. God made a way out of pain, the prison, the chains, and the bitterness for him. God made a way in him, and God made a way into the promised land for him. Let us pray. Father, make a way out of pain, chains, prison, and bitterness. Make a way in me and make a way into my promised land for your namesake, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.